Yeah, 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 you know what it is.
Word up, another day, another dollar.
What's up, y'all?
It's the Boom Bap Power, baby.
We in the building.
Chilling like a villain, man. Feeling good, man. How y'all feeling today?
I'm feeling gravy.
Good.
Yeah.
Gucci.
How you feeling today? We got our man up in the building.
You know it. I'm out here.
Ricky Prestige.
Hey, I love working.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
No doubt. Feeling good.
I'm loose now. I'm loosened up now.
You loosened up?
Well, with my people.
More loose. I don't know if you're drinking that, but shout out to our sponsors, Bombay.
Oh, you sipping in here?
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
organic.
We got the
that's
lemon. We got the organic lemon. Vodka. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, I take a shot of that.
Oh, okay. I was drinking last night, though.
Okay. That's what kind of got me thrown off this morning.
Yeah, that's how you running it.
Yeah, I'm running. I'm late.
Everything went good last night?
Yeah, we're good. It was a pretty good turnout. Good artists, like I was saying. Sampe, Sean Hemp, Most Elevated, Deepness. Who else was there? I don't want to miss nobody. Moolah. Moolah was there. In a guy I haven't seen yet, but he was fired. Anonymous JD.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Pretty good show. Dope, man. So, man, yo, man, we up in here, man. What's really good, man?
Man, everything.
How you
good.
Feeling, man?
My path wide open right now. I'm like, hey, you ask for something and you want it, and it start coming. You better be ready because it comes fast. And you why it's not happening, you thinking, oh man, my joint ain't working. But when it hit,
it's there.
You better be ready.
Yeah.
That manifestation, right? It's a process. And then once it hits, you said this is what you wanted.
That's
you gotta be here for it. So
you in that water, now you gotta swim.
Hey, you got to. You jumped out though.
You said it.
Hey, a lot of people can't float in this kind of water. A lot of people can't float.
Some people need a flotation device.
Yeah, life jacket. Yeah, man. Because you thought it was sweet. It's deep.
The
waters is deep for sure. Yes,
all of this podcasting, what y'all doing, music, what she's doing with the journalism. Everything takes time. It takes a process. You position yourself. And then when it's coming, you better be ready. That positioning is key.
I hear you saying what we doing podcast. I heard you saying earlier how we, you know.
What
you were saying about us earlier.
No, I had to pay homage to how y'all coming up. I came here like, what was it? Two years ago, I did your podcast
before. You did the radio show.
Yeah, that's why we were there. That was definitely. Guess what?
Hold on, let's you saw the growth. Okay.
But let me tell you about that day. Every time I deal with y'all, there be something going on before that. Wow. So like that day there was actually the George Floyd riots or the march.
That's right, on Washington Road. That's right. Yeah.
And I went out there and I marched. You know, they had the riots and everything. Ray Montana had set it up. The police out there. Everybody was out there. But we spoke out there.
Granddaddy Perk.
There you go. Y'all know my Granddaddy Perk.
Granddaddy Perk.
That's my man.
Shout out to Big
Hey, he gonna make it happen some kind of way.
One way or another. He gonna make a move.
He gonna be there and he gonna show love. But that day he had the protest. They had the protest. I walked the whole day from like the masses all the way down to like where Hooters at or whatever.
Okay, got you.
And then, you know, when you in the moment, it's cool. But later on, I was like, yeah, I didn't know we walked this far.
Right.
I was like, bro, this is a little walk right here. Yeah, like.
They was at that big old spot.
Yeah, it was.
That big old empty spot.
The parking lot.
And then there was a statue they was at.
That was the next day.
That was the next day, right?
Yeah, they did it the whole weekend.
Okay,
we was on Washington Road out there.
You was on, oh yeah.
We were on Washington Road.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I went out there and he gave me the bullhorn and I spoke.
Okay.
And I felt that in my spirit, like what I said, I can't remember exactly.
Okay.
But what I was saying was, we got to stop begging, bro. Like, this is not good. Like, I said it. I was like, we're going to do this, but what's going to happen? We begging. We got to take it on to ourselves.
That's right.
And change the way we're doing it. And like, people doing it now, though, like y'all. And that's what I was saying. Like, after I came from there, I had a massive headache. But I came and did the show, though, because I wanted to come through for y'all for sure. And y'all just had, like, one or two mics up. Now we
yeah.
Listen, we expanded.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
It manifestation.
Right, right.
Because your mind is energy. So therefore, you know, that's gonna automatically attract the things to you.
That's right.
And what's so funny is I actually had the idea a long, long time ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just being so political with it. Mm-hmm. I need to get this. I need to do this.
You gotta do
I need
it.
To do this. I need to have this. I don't have this I camera. I don't too. Have that. You know, just pointing out things I didn't have. Then one day I asked my man, I said, yo, Bizzle, man, I feel like doing a podcast. We're going to do this podcast.
That's right.
And he was like, shoot, we can do it here. And it just dawned on me. It's the mics and everything. Like, just like that. And then right. it just started building. And then another, we you know, first we started, we was just radio audio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We was just
yeah.
audio. We was building that clientele part of it.
Right, you know right, right.
Taking care of all the business aspects of being a podcast.
Right.
So we was starting off, like, you know, getting all that in order first. It's just like with rapping.
Right,
like,
right, right.
In order
it's,
first.
It's more than just setting up a camera. It's a craft.
Yes.
It's a craft to this. It's a craft to speaking. It's a craft to camera work. It's a craft to lighting. Like, y'all can't see it, but it's a light. There's a big light beaming on me right now. You know, if y'all see me, got some sweat coming off. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right,
but
right.
That's necessary for the show to
have a certain look. That
yeah,
professional
it's professional.
Look.
Like, yeah. You see it, like, you know, different than what you see in on Drink Champs.
That's
what
right.
you see on.
Right.
It's just about
that's
how
right,
many
man.
People. Are catching on to it, and the more I see y'all build, the more guests you have on, my people gonna see it. They gonna say, "Okay, I like them."
I ain't gonna
you
lie.
Building it.
We are the originators of it. I hate to say it like that.
Yeah,
but we the originators of it, and I like.
There you go. There you go.
You heard it here first.
There you go. You know you gonna say it
first. I'm gonna say it.
Hey, you gotta let it be known.
Because
right?
like he said, we was doing the radio show, but then we felt like. We were constricted by doing radio because
yeah.
it is radio, right? And it's going to a certain type of audience
right.
that we wanted to do more things.
You got to break them chains.
Right, so that's why we said, yo, we just going to start our own thing. And call it the Boom Bass
Out
Uncut.
We just broke out and just did yep. our own thing.
And I have to be careful with that because, you know, I'm on social media. Right. And I got a lot of followers and you know, I use that. I got
right.
like 100,000 on TikTok now.
Right.
And what I realized was, you know, I can't say everything. And it's messed up that it's like that. But you got to find ways to be able to still get that pure message through.
That's
but
right.
you have to be careful
I'm
because you're still
my
using theirs.
Regardless of
that's
the
why
situation.
That's what I was about to say. You got to be independent.
You got
to
be independent.
In order to really mm-hmm. say what you want to say because they strike me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, what did I say? I told a history lesson. We don't want to hear that.
Well, not now, even history lessons are like
you can't talk
limits.
About that.
I mean, it's crazy. Even in the schools, you
yep.
know,
what
I mean, they're trying to ban
yeah.
any kind of history.
What
yeah.
they like, call that? What are they calling it?
I forgot what they call
race.
It.
Race. Oh, geez. Lord,
I had it though.
Critical
I know what they're calling
it.
It basically racing.
It's a race.
Yeah,
it's a race.
You know what I'm saying? They got a specific word for it, but they've been doing that anyway. Now they just want to erase the part of the cruelty that they did.
Like,
but you can't deny it though.
That's right.
You know it happened, man. We got to deal with it and do something about it. And you know you can't just sweep it under the rug. That was 400 years of oppression.
It's over 400 now.
Yeah, yeah. Now, right. We're still going on. Yeah, but we stopped talking about it for it's still going on.
About
right.
it, you know, they want to stop talking
man.
About it, but you
I'm
know,
teaching my
race
children.
Theory. That's what's called CRT, critical race theory.
There it is.
Critical race theory.
Taking it out of school.
It's I mean, the parents. I mean, I get it that they're supposed to be involved in everything, but see, there's a lot of parents, especially like you know, I hate to say it, you know, some parents of various races who may
say
have
it.
Been, you know, affected by the other side of slavery.
Right.
Like, oh well, you know, I don't want my 6-year-old to learn about this and feel guilty. Well, it's not about guilt. It's not about
right.
that. It's about
yeah.
education because
exactly.
if you don't have
awareness.
Education and you're not teaching the children, then guess what you're doing? You're doomed to repeat. The
exactly.
same cycle.
And maybe
and
they knew need to feel
dangerous.
Some guilt about it because
it's bad.
Something to feel guilty about.
And
I mean,
some
I
people
want to tell you, brother.
I
you did something wrong.
Roots.
Some people
you
eat.
Feel guilty.
Sit down and watch Roots.
And some right. people still eating off of that.
That's right.
That's the thing. Like, they still eating off of it, and then they talking about reparations, and it's been a real big talk about that though. I seen like even it could be political though, but no, they were saying something crazy.
Drum up voting.
That's what it sounded like. You know, we can't trust everything, but they said, and we can look this up. But they said they was giving everybody $5 million. If you can prove your ancestry.
So what I guess everybody got to go and do ancestry.
So when they say, man, I do that tomorrow, I already know it.
When they plan on doing this?
They said this is San Francisco.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I heard about that. They say $5 million if you could trace your ancestry back, I guess like 1865, something like that. I already know
mine.
So
what does that just go to, the family or each individual?
Like the way they saying it, like it go to each black person.
So each black person. That's the part that I feel like
is not. That's
they got it.
That's a lot of money they trying to
do. They got it off us. 400.
They got it, but then they complain about, you know, public assistance and all this stuff. Like, right, if they could give the if they could, budget or whatever. So
I mean, first of all, it's not that many black people in this country.
That's what I'm saying.
Not as many black people as people think.
That's what I'm saying. They got that.
Right. So all that, they already got that money, so they don't care what they give us.
And then the money losing value. It's always something else to it. But $5 million, you know, that would change. I feel like if people were to get that, you know, people say things like, we're going to be ignorant. But I don't feel like that. I feel
I'm going to play the devil advocate.
Okay.
That's the thing. When we get it, what we going to do? Think about when we got the other money they was giving.
No, you talking about the stimmy?
Loans, the stimmy.
That wasn't enough.
Yeah, that was not enough.
But what if we put that all together?
If you had 30 people that put their stimmy together.
Somebody's going to go buy a Lambo.
Yeah, bro, they don't have no money now.
And then also, the $5 million is not straight $5 million payout.
That's gonna be tax.
Definitely. But this the other part. They say they gonna give you $5 million and $100,000 every year. You alive?
Yeah.
$100,000 on top of the $5 million.
Oh, okay, right.
But you ain't gonna spend
crazy,
it.
Don't it
don't sound crazy, but just seeing how Congress and all them act, I'm like, man,
they gonna be mad.
Listen, it take you about a year to spend $1 million, right? not a year. It take you about a lifetime. Excuse me.
No, not even a lifetime.
Not these days, sir. Well, it would for me.
Probably not.
If you live in average. If
not
you live
anymore.
If you live in your regular means.
I'm not spending a meal like
that. A million is not what it used to be.
Not like that.
People love to live above their means, though.
They absolutely will do that.
Nah, I'm lying. I'm not going front. I will spend about $1 million. Because my whole mission is one day to get the Civic Center and let everybody perform locally there.
You're going
to
spend.
You're going to spend. Your family should all put their money together and start a business. Like, so if it's 20 people in your family and all y'all got $5 million, that's $100 million that you could go start a real business with.
And this is
that your family could live on forever.
Right. And that's what I was saying. What I feel like, you know, we speaking on where we at currently. Like, people are broke. You know, a lot of things that happen in the black community is because of poverty. You know, we'll rob each other. We'll hate on each other. We'll do certain things like that. But everybody hurting.
Right.
You ain't got nothing in your refrigerator. You might do something wild. But you got them 5 M's. It might be some smiles on some people's face. It might be less gang violence. Like
you ain't going to be no reason to rob nobody.
Yeah, unless somebody say, I'm going to take this $5 million and get some more drugs and do something like that.
Chill with your
$5 million. Guess what? You're going to have that too. You're going to have the five mil.
You take the $5 million and go get you a legal marijuana sales license. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
It's legal to sell now. Matter of fact, you can go to New York, get the truck.
Okay, in certain states, though.
This is going to be the problem. It ain't even gonna be us. It's gonna be them mad at us.
Then they gonna come up with a bunch of balls.
What about their neighbor? Some of them broke. A lot of them broke.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be so much racial hatred. But we ready. They're gonna be.
If that's ever put to a vote, it'll be very hard. To get it passed.
It's too many people.
Yeah, if it's any kind
if it comes down to it, they will put it in the vote.
No, it ain't coming through.
They fighting hard though.
Like we can look at the elections and see who's voting, right? And how they vote, right?
What they want.
So anytime that it's half and half, that's not good for us. So think about it.
He right though.
Trump got half the votes.
They telling the truth. What Dave Chappelle say? They was keeping a secret.
I don't want to say Trump got half the votes, but the I say the Republicans did. Have half the votes.
Y'all like Trump? I'm
saying, he got half the vote, so
y'all don't like Trump?
No, with that being said,
ain't nothing. Listen, let me tell you about Trump.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, you don't care about none of them.
Republicans are not backing Trump like that.
You, and the thing Trump is, it's not that I dislike Trump. I dislike the people,
what they thought. Yeah, right.
They want Trump to be. Those people who elected him, they want him to be a certain way.
Right.
That's what I don't like.
He played them too.
Right.
He's Donald fucking Trump.
And he rich. And you broke.
But he Donald Trump. What do y'all think? This man about the money.
A billionaire.
And he a New Yorker. So he gonna do what he got to
do. They said Trump came up in New York during the when the mob had New York. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like in the 80s. All the Trump Tower. Think about that. They was extorting everybody. They could not extort Trump.
Think about it. Not just New York, Atlantic City, which is run by the mob. He had casinos in Atlantic City and Vegas. That's all mob control.
They couldn't stop him.
Running it.
That's why that's why the government mad. It's like, dang, he got his own and he doing his own thing.
And he not paying no taxes.
And he lying. And he don't care.
He ain't paying no more taxes now.
He not paying no taxes.
He ain't paying no more taxes.
They can't get him to pay taxes.
He did him dirty. He said, yo, I'm going to become president. They laughed at him. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's why he didn't have to pay taxes.
He already had that structure.
They pulled him, but he made
them think he's broke. If he's broke, I don't got to pay no taxes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't make no money.
Right. So it ain't in my name. Yeah. This a business.
He's smart about hiding it.
Most rich people play it, though.
Exactly.
That's what I'm learning.
Personally.
Right.
You got to play that rich people game.
You can actually get way more credit and way more things on your business.
That's where I'm learning now.
It takes a little bit more effort to build the business, but once you're flying, you're flying.
And also he's sheltering his money amongst his family. Right. You know what I'm saying? He's smart. He's just a smart businessman. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what the president, he turned that into a business.
Into becoming the president.
Right. Y'all my customers. I say what y'all need to hear. But yeah, they said they're going to give you $5 million and $100,000. I hope it's true. When I get my $5 million, I got a lot of plans.
Man, let me get a $5 million. I got a whole lot of plans.
Hey,
I wanted to ask you,
we got to get into me. Yeah.
Yes, of course. So we was wanting to know, okay, we know that you're coming out with not only a new book, but also some courses. So just tell us about, you know, what's your approach as far as mind science?
Right. Yeah, I got it moving now. I got a new website that I'm just launching. I got the course that I'm just launching. It's loading as we speak, everybody, too, by the way, loading as we speak at this moment.
Okay.
But I'm going in on it because I had these little short videos that I do, like on TikTok and different things, and I only could put so much in that. But it's people that want to get the education behind what I'm saying instead of just being, oh, you can manifest. Oh, the mind is powerful. No, I'm going into the science. I'm going into the spiritual vibrations. I'm going into the ancient study of the mind. I'm going into Hermeticism, Gnosticism. I'm going into all these different branches of how long this has been taught, but it's not been taught to certain individuals. Right. And I feel like I bridge that gap of like when I study and I'm studying these people, nobody's looking like me. You know what I mean? Like, not just black or white. I'm talking about me, like hip hop, I got the street vibe, the street language to it as well.
Right.
And we need these type of information so we can take it to another level and empower ourselves. And it has techniques in it that you can use. And I'm real key on meditation. And I think everybody should practice that. Even if you're just in your car and you listen to a little tune. Well, everybody doing it, especially y'all with music, that's a form of meditation. Like, you got to get that out. Mm-hmm. And you got to get in tune with yourself in order to be able to know your emotions and know what triggers you. That way you're more powerful and people can't, you know, just do you any kind of way. You know what I mean? Because you got belief in yourself. The first ancient Egyptian scripture, knowledge of self, know thyself. That's where it come to. And knowing thyself go into knowing my emotions, knowing what traumas I've been through, know what traumas of this world is affecting me. Know what the black people going through that affected us. Ancestral trauma. So, yeah. If y'all get me talking on that, I talk all day.
You're saying a handful.
Yeah, I said a lot.
When it comes to that. I mean, when you're talking about, like, ancestral trauma.
Right.
I also heard that we actually, as black people, inherit the trauma of the ancestors that came before. So, I mean, as far as like what they went through, all of that, slavery, everything like that, like whatever it is that created an imprint in their mind was actually intrinsically passed down.
She be reading. She own it. She own it.
Person
right
to person. I'm serious. Mm-hmm.
That's and real.
Then, hold on. Wait,
yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Build it. You build it. Yeah.
So then, even when we're talking about like meditation, right?
Right.
It's like, do you feel that, because meditation seems more, you know, as you're thinking about that and Zen and all of that, it's like,
yeah,
it really derived a lot from Eastern, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
And a lot of people say that Western culture kind of just blinds it out because it's like our mind is always going. True. I mean, you know, we're always thinking of more to do in Western culture versus in Eastern culture, it's more,
come up with,
you know,
that
you're trying to delve within to find the answer to life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what do you feel as far as like the difference between the two?
That's, but hold on, when you were talking, you were speaking on knowledge, right? You were saying knowledge itself, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like knowledge means to know the ledge.
Mm.
And not to fall off the edge.
Mm.
Ignorance.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that's how they was breaking it down.
Ignorance means to ignore the fact. Knowledge is the foundation of all intelligence, all experience, and all thought. It allows the righteous black man to stand upright on his square at all times, being free of the devil.
Man.
It is known all truth and facts about everything in life.
Hmm.
Once you divert from the path of knowledge, you had divert from the path of righteousness.
Mm. Mm. Man, that's it. That's it right there. That's it right
it's
there.
It's almost symbolic to the sun, for the fact the sun is the foundation of the solar system. The sun is the center of the solar system, controlling the planets, which is with its gravitational pull. Mm. It is broken down into two words, and that would be known, the ledge.
Mm. Knowledge. We can break that down in the street terms. Basically, if you're ignorant, you're going to crash out.
There you go.
Know the ledge. Know the limit. Know what affects you. Know what certain ignorance can, the effects it can have. But I wanted to build on your question, though, because you said something very important. Well, first with the ancestral, what you said about the ancestors, and that's something very important that we can look at what we were talking about earlier, like reparations is true. Because it still is affecting us. People always say, man, that was a long time ago. That history don't matter. I'm going to tell you something.
Well, I'm not my ancestors.
Yeah, I'm not my ancestors. Like, no, you passing that down, white or black. You know, you could pass that mindset down. You could pass those thoughts down. But what they call it, though, just to get technical with it, that's called epigenetics. It's an actual scientific study that they did on the Holocaust victims and noticed that certain parts of the DNA was activated based on that trauma they went to. Then they looked at the ancestors, the ones that came after that wasn't affected. I'm talking about born in the 80s. They were still having those same marks within their DNA.
See?
So when you look at us, they don't really talk about it. But if you look at... if you look up Dr. Joy DeGruy, she goes into it a lot. It's called post-traumatic slave syndrome instead of post-traumatic stress disorder. It's the same effects, because stress disorder, you deal with anxiety, you over-sexualize, you know, you traumatize, you might just spaz out. Same thing. She like break the correlations between the two and shows that it's been passed down. And then when you look at Western society, like you said just then, when you're looking at the Western, we material based. We're more material. We like the material objects. We like to see the money. We like to be Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like the buildings and the money.
That's right.
But everything comes from within. So we missing the very foundation that creates the material. That's why our material is chaotic, because it's not coming from within yourself and then bringing it out.
It said our people are destroyed for the who? Lack of who? Knowledge.
Boom.
Knowledge is the foundation of all things.
That's why I said that first thing, first know thyself.
Know the ledge.
And they think brothers just being deep or... you know, you're a 5% or something. Yeah, yeah, no, bro, this for everybody.
It's beyond that.
It's beyond race.
It's beyond that.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. Y'all from New York, though. So you from New York, so I know you.
I'm from everywhere. I'm from here, New York, wherever. I'm universal, baby.
I look up to
that. I was born in Harlem.
See? You know what I mean? I look up to that because one thing I know before I heard anything about any kind of knowledge, I heard New York.
Listen.
I heard New York first.
Between New York and Philly, you got the most cultures for black folks. I mean.
5%ers.
Harlem,
Nation
you can't
of
get
Islam.
No more beautiful.
Yeah, Harlem
such
loves
a beautiful
it.
Experience.
The most beautiful
I haven't been.
Oh my God.
I haven't been. And I
you
feel bad
by
that.
You got to. You would love it. You would definitely love it.
125th Street?
All of them. all of them. East?
Them boys used to be out there. Y'all know about Sonetta and all them, like the conscious community and all that. Like, that was the first. It didn't got out of hand now, but that was the first. You know, that
Israelites,
was the,
all them out there.
Yeah. I was throwed off. I was like, them boys out there yelling. The knowledge. They saying it. But then I looked at that, though. I'm going to talk about that. I looked into the conscious community, though, and I heard the knowledge, but I ain't here to work within.
Okay.
I ain't here to work within.
You normally hear it, but as far as
doing some grimy on the side, yeah, like, damn, some, bro, like, you that kind of person? And you know this? So that's why I say it's all on us. This is an individual journey. You know what I mean? You've been through things I ain't been through, but you got to fix that as you grow, you know? And you got to give people grace because it's hard out here. You know what I mean? But you only get so much.
Get
so much grace before you keep repeating it. Like, you know now. Like I say, when you know this, your consequence is worse. So people always see the shining part. Like, oh, Rick got the books. Oh, y'all doing a podcast. But when you know these type of things, if I go against that, it comes back harder on me.
It doesn't matter if you know it or not. If you know it.
It's still cause and effect.
There's a cause and effect.
Regardless.
A cause and effect on everything.
You're right.
So if you out here and you know the knowledge and you out here doing something else totally different, you know what I'm saying, then that's on you.
Yeah.
And you're definitely going to pay for that. It's a cause and effect.
I'm talking about you see it. What done in the dark comes to the light. If you having a podcast about it, you see the YouTube, you look up, hey bro, stole how much money? And you just see everything. So I try to come at it my business right. If I ain't got it, because sometimes when you doing business, sometimes you slip because you might have messed the money up or something. But I try to make sure if I can't supply it to you the right way, I'm just not going to do it because it's going to come back on me and then people going to think being shy, but I might just slip.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's why I make sure.
I've seen that happen personally with my own self.
Right. You don't mean to do it sometimes.
Nah, I mean, I ain't never shiced nobody off of nothing. I don't play that.
Yeah.
At all. I don't play that. If I told you I'm going to pay you, I'm going to pay you. But if I ain't tell you I'm going to pay you, then I ain't the one, you know,
who's
supposed
to
pay you. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know? Oh, I'm going to speak.
People get the wrong idea. Like, it's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that the public don't know.
You know, hey, it is what it is. That's how people, that's how they are. You know what I mean?
It's life.
It's life. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely life, you know?
Yes, most definitely. Another thing that I was, you know, reading about when it comes to like meditation is, okay, so say for instance, you know, there's also a little debate between, you know, meditation and your belief system, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So say for instance, you're into Zen or something right now, you don't have to say, oh, I'm like practicing Buddhism or something, you know, to take some of the mindfulness practices of, you know, a meditation, you know, but some people are like, oh, you know, you shouldn't do that because you're not supposed to meditate on self. You're supposed to
meditate on
God's
word.
God. Right.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
what Christianity
which I
is.
You know, you can kind of do both. So, I mean, I feel like, do you feel like people should like separate that or, you know, they should just like embrace, you know, I'm a person, I'm going to embrace this, I'm going to embrace this, and I'm going to find a way to put it together, you know, but a lot of people like to divide those things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And they're missing out by doing that because, you know, like you just said, you can take things from different elements and different sciences and it can be truth. even if it's not something that you, you know, you came up with. Or when it comes to meditation and it comes to spirituality, that's a tough conversation that I have to have a lot of times in a room full of people that's looking at it like, we at church, bro, what you talking
right,
about?
Like they're already cutting it off.
Yeah, like I'll give you an example. I'll give you a perfect example. We did the meditation at the schools, you know, like the sound bowls and the sound bath and I guided meditation. Some of the students couldn't do it because the parents wouldn't allow them to do a meditation because they said that they were going to be channeling demons or something, or like spirits.
Hold on,
but when you pray, what you think you doing?
Exactly.
And number one, did they not know? For real?
Jesus meditated for 40 days, 40 nights, right? In the woods.
Jesus hung out with the Buddhists.
Yeah, Jesus, everything they talk about ain't right.
Did
like,
they not know that there. King Solomon used the imps to build the temple?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, read it's in there. It's right in there, man.
That's what I'm saying. Right, like, in there, man. But I will say this though. I will say this. It's a new generation, and it's us. So a lot of us have came up with the internet, and we've been more aware. So I've seen it's like really like blowing. Because this is what I think happened. This is me personally what I think happened. When 2020 hit, it's changed the whole world. It changed the whole world. Nothing had been hit like that. People weren't able to go to church. People had to go to church in their house. People started looking at the world and asking questions because it was like, dang, this
is
crazy.
Now they're able to be at home and actually study.
Sit with they self. That material world. In that spiritual world.
Exactly. And listen. So, I mean.
Y'all speaking.
I'm trying to tell you. I love psychology too. Like that. Was
yeah,
my,
I can tell. I love these conversations.
I know what I do love though.
What's that?
I love just popping this belly. I'm looking like this over here because it's my Meeky Freaky birthday.
So, oh, yeah. Hold on. Hey, hold on. I seen
so
that this
wet.
Morning. I said that man working.
I'm working on my birthday.
Salah. Happy birthday,
work
bro.
Work is love.
Yeah.
For us, you
yeah,
know what I'm
man. I
work
like this. Love. This don't feel thing. Like work.
So why not celebrate?
Oh, shoot. That's a shirt. Work right. is love.
Well, when are we going to do the shot, though? The bomb. The,
you know what? I went to go look.
Bombay.
I went to go look.
For the cups?
For
there's
the
no cups?
Oh, okay.
No
we
cups.
Just dry that was for a reason. I told you I went hard last night. You know, I'm drinking like that.
We can take it back to Cooley High days if y'all
want.
Hey, I'm from the country. We drink out the bomb.
That bottle.
Yeah, germ. What did you say? The germ. The alcohol kill the germs.
That's right. Alcohol kill the germs. That you
we
pop
do
that
a waterfall.
That'll be funny.
We can do a waterfall right on them.
But it is. That's a. I would go get a cup, but it's not a cup. Nah, ain't no cup in there.
But yeah, this is.
You want to pop it? Go ahead.
Bomay lemonade. At the bottom.
Go ahead, pop it.
We doing it at the bottom.
Fuck it,
man. This is a lie. And you know, I know I'm talking about meditation and everything, but you got to get you a little,
wait, you know? Wait. Huh? That's my dude, Mr. Barmaid. Yo, that's our sponsor. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? That's organic, baby.
Yeah. We drink it. Yeah, this comes.
You feel good about.
You'll see it.
This come from the earth.
He said you're going
to
see it.
Turn water to wine.
Yes, didn't Jesus.
Turn lemons.
We're talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Turn lemons to spirit.
And that's another thing. People don't know how to have a balance. Like my shirt say that's why I wore it. I want to show that I have a balance between the two because sometimes people are
somebody
extreme.
Came from nothing?
Huh? This came from nothing, but before I had a shirt, it said balance on the front of it. And I be trying to say, because people be like, dang, Rick, you in the hip hop, you doing this, you doing that, then you doing meditation. Man, it all go together, man.
That's right.
I got to find
a balance.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'll be lying to myself because I'm going to leave here right now and bump some in the car. You know what I'm saying? But it's talking to my spirit. And you know it put me in a zone. So
that's right.
It's all about who you are as a person and how you do things. It's all about balancing it. And to that, Salah, to you. And I'm gonna do the waterfall straight out of Columbia County, Evans, Georgia.
Okay.
Columbia County, we shit right here, Bombay, baby. Now, I know.
Oh, it don't even got a kick to it. Okay.
See how smooth that was?
Yeah, I ain't even have to make the ugly face.
Yeah.
I've been drunk too much of that.
Come on,
You will. You will.
No, I'm good. I don't need that on no ice. Nah. Don't put that on no ice. I'm sipping all day.
Oh, very organic, man.
I like that, though, for real.
And
real
guess
talk.
What, too? Black on.
Black on. Oh, it all balanced. It all worked together.
It all worked together.
It all worked together. But I like that, though. Where we was at with it, though?
We at everywhere. Look, man, you got this book coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had the first book you had.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got the course coming out. I got the books out.
Yeah, you got the course.
Oh, I do have another one, though. We'll talk about that.
So, look, what made you just came up with this idea, period, to just write this book? Oh, also, too, then your wife or you, one of them, did a children book, right?
Right. Yeah. We should have brought her on. You would bring her on another day.
Bring her on another day.
Because I want her to get out there more. She just texted me just then.
We had a cups.
You want to do that?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, she go by Sagi Songbird, and she got a beautiful voice. I don't know if y'all even heard her sing. She was supposed to do the Soul Bar a couple of times. She ain't never do it, but she got a beautiful voice. And
we wanted to do that. But it was some discrepancies.
Yeah. I remember. But yeah, she first it started with me coming out with the book, The Mind Alignment. And like I was saying earlier, I started off on social media with, I just would write a post and then I put Mind Alliance behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, okay.
And it just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
People was liking it. And I was like, okay, so people do want to hear this. I went through Rick, the worshiping the devil and all that. Though I did go through that, but I walked through it and I held my head high.
That's right.
So worshiping the devil? What I mean?
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know how you get that out of
there. That means they don't understand. That's
all that means.
I don't understand what's going on, so I'm just going to attribute it to something that...
Well, Hov said, if you fear me, just say y'all fear me. Fuck all these fairy tales. Go to hell. This is God engineering. This is a Hail Mary. Y'all interfering. But, I came up with the idea from Mind Alliance, and then I just continued on, and I said, okay... It took a long time to come out with a book because I didn't think I was capable of it. Like you said earlier, I was thinking about the things I don't have. Why are they going to listen to me? I ain't no millionaire. Right. I ain't got my life all the way together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How I'm going to tell somebody else this? Then I learned that's called, back to the psychology, that's called imposter syndrome, where you get in your mind, you think you're being an imposter when you actually out here doing it. But our minds will tell us, like, you ain't no podcaster, bro. You ain't got this. You ain't no author, bro. You ain't did this. But you did.
Yep.
And you know what I'm saying? And I dealt with the imposter syndrome for a while. And then I said, okay, I'm going to do this regardless. And then I came out with the book. And shout out to Salah. Salah bought... You don't even know how that made me feel that day, bro. You bought like 4 or 5 copies. Then gave me like an extra $80. I said, I'm vouching for bro forever. You don't even remember that, do you?
Like him.
No, I remember.
Okay. I'm making sure you remember.
No, I don't never speak on the accolade.
He didn't even say nothing about it. He just said, I said, bro, you gave me too much. He said, that's for you.
He does that.
I said, dang. Bro gave me $80 for nothing.
Yeah.
He bought the books. Mm-hmm. That was $20 already.
You want to know what's funny off of that? You know, like, what was it? 2 weeks later, my mother died.
You told me that.
For my mother.
You told me that. She said she was excited that I was a black author.
And my grandmother. Then I just lost my grandmother last year. So, but 2 weeks after that, my mother died.
Did she ever get the book?
She saw the book, but she never got to read it. She was sick. So
it's always a story behind things.
But it was dope because the book was very helpful.
Right. Oh, it helped you during that time.
Oh, yeah, I was depressed for 2 years, G.
You got to get my second one, man. That second one even deeper because the first one was for everybody. That was universal. I went into that second one. It's called Mind Alignment 2.0. And people sleeping on it. It's Mind Alignment 2.0. It's the paradigm shift of the black mind.
See?
Okay.
I go into the trauma.
That's like thinking, grow rich, the black man's choice.
Yeah, there it is. No, it ain't even, I done read that one too. I like that book. And that's what I'm saying. Think and Grow Rich was what popped it off for me. But like I said, it wasn't nobody looking like me. You know what I mean? I'm over here looking at an old white man. The black choice, it's all right, but he's
Dennis Kimbrough.
Yeah, I like him. But he's still on he still had to play it safe because it's coming from they publishing. Okay. But
yeah, he had to play it too.
Yeah,
he had to do the Napoleon Hill
right. I'm pretty sure together. Bro got something else to say because he's a stand up man. You know, but you got to go on to theirs. But what I did was, I said, okay, I'm going to take this and I'm going to show them first on this first one. And I came with a workbook with it. So you can do a self-assessment. You can ask those shadow work questions. You can do these things. So it all goes together. If somebody really paying attention to what we doing here, they'll see like, oh, I'm really setting it up. So people will have a full layout. Even if they're not there yet, build it. Even if they're not there, build it. They coming. So I just went ahead and I laid the book out. The first one, Universal. Anybody can read it. If anybody can read the second one, but I catered it to my people and I spoke from my soul of being the only black kid in a classroom learning about slavery. I went to a white school in Columbia County. Wow. So I'm the only black. I wrote on my story and I put in how this affected me hearing those things and my self-esteem and my confidence and not knowing we came from kings and queens. And I tell my version of how
Columbia
I stepped
County, how
up.
Was that?
It was nice. It was nice. It's a good. It's a good. It's a good school system.
Yeah, they like they got a
great school system. Straight up, like that's probably how I can write and all that stuff. Like right. That. Be honest. I used to like win awards and stuff like when I was in like third grade for like writing. And they'll be like, oh, I ain't expect. They'll say it. They'll be like, I didn't expect Rick to do that. And, you know, they'll stop the whole class. Y'all ain't gonna believe this, but Rick won the literature, whatever. I wasn't good at everything. I was wide open. I was a clown. But, you know, I still got my cut. Like I say, I'm from Delta Manor, too.
Oh,
like,
Delta Manor.
Like, that's where my grandma stayed, like, right here in the projects. Yeah, you know, so it was both sides. I go to Delta Manor, see my family on that side, and my daddy from Evans, and from that side, Columbia County.
So you get both sides.
I go over there, but it's poverty in the country too, though.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's drunks, and it's alcohol. It ain't drugs really, like how it is out there, but it's like alcohol and nothing to do. We got that drunk on the dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was able to see both, like with Columbia County. I would go over there and I'd go to Westlake. My friends stay in Westlake, like, you know, my white friends. They're staying Westlake. They're staying Jones Creek, these $1 million homes. And I walk in and I'm like, this is different. And that's what made me different.
Right. Gotcha.
That's what made me to have both sides. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got to be a thug.
Right.
Cause I seen the other side, but you ain't gonna play with me though. Cause right. I seen the other side, and then on the business of the white man side, you ain't gonna play me because my friends were white. I had white friends.
Right.
I had white teachers. I had, you know, usually when a black man see white people, it's usually a power, an authority figure. Your principal, your probation officer, your judge, your police. You know what I'm saying? You don't really get to see. So people think everybody is that same way. But what you learn when you around that environment is that people are people. People are people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say my part. You know what I'm saying? But my first friends were a Jewish boy named David that stayed next door. You know? But yeah, Columbia County, a good school system. Like if you were wondering about it now, it's, you know, a good school system. My daughter go there. She got AB honor roll. You know, it's good to have that, but it's also good to let them know the truth because you can get lost in that.
You have to because
most of my people got lost.
They got that CRT thing going on.
Right. They got lost.
They gonna need the other side and too.
Guess what's funny about it though? You know, black people there get lost in it. They get lost. They don't want nothing to do with black. You know, they think they better.
Yeah.
But like, bro, you black. Like you're like, bro, we black, bro. Like, it's no way.
Part.
I don't care if you got money.
It's just like you said earlier, you gotta like your family should balance that for you.
Right.
That's where you live and go to school. Still take you back to go see your family.
So you'll know the truth.
So you'll understand, right. Exactly.
Like this serious. Like, and then even with me, it wasn't like we had money though. We didn't have money. We this is funny because the line in front of our house, like the line right there in front of our house, is like Richmond County. And then you go right here and it's Columbia County. The people down the street went to like West Side and stuff like that. But I was right on the line of going to their school. So it's like we didn't have it, but we blended in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Pops worked at the Rock Curve, mama nursing assistant. We ain't got it. you know, but they made it. My mama told me, she said, she was in the projects when I was born, and she said, you know, my grandmother got a project. You know, when you get a kid, first thing they say in the project is, oh, go get you an apartment, mm-hmm. housing. Mm-hmm. She got that apartment. She said, I ain't raising them like this.
Okay.
And she married my dad. I don't know if she married because of that. But you know what I'm saying? She said Pops pulled up in a 1987 Nissan Max. I was born in 86. 87 Nissan Maxima. And she said, I'm in the projects. He got a brand new car. You got to get us out of here.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to get us out of here, bro. I'm not finna come up like this. And then they never look back. And honors to her for stepping out and honors to him for sticking together. It wasn't perfect. But, you know, honors to them for raising me that way. And I think that's what made me a better person, honestly. I had that good upbringing.
Nothing is never perfect, but, you know, it's always worth trying.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely so.
Always, you know, worth trying.
Man, y'all got me out here to the testimony right now, man. I'm loving this.
Yes.
Appreciate you, Salafa. And another thing, I'm going to say this, too. Salah peeped me before y'all peeped me.
Oops.
Salah peeped me in the shadows.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay. Before it was interviews coming back to back, 400,000 followers before the book dropped, Salah was like, toot.
I was a Jedi. Yeah,
I appreciate Jedi. You for that, bro. I ain't never said that to you.
Thank you, man.
And y'all as a couple, Bizzo, all of that work together, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, and that's my new thing. I'm going to show love. To get love back. I'm going to stop just worrying about me.
That's how that works.
You know what I'm saying? Because I be a little tight and like, oh, I ain't even tell, bro, that, but let me get that ball made. And they got me telling the truth.
Like how you it's say? The bomb.
Okay, bomb made. Now I'm over here telling the truth. But Salah seen me when I was in the shadows. When I was at the crib.
That's what's up.
Yeah, appreciate y'all.
We try to be authentic, you know?
Yeah, I could tell. It was I could tell you looked at me and said, what are you talking about? And then you were like, okay, bro. I could tell you analyze people first. And you pay attention.
So
yeah, I know.
Learn, listen, and observe. That's
I can see. Thing. I see you always like that. People don't know I be peeping them,
yeah.
And because I don't say nothing. But I see how people move, and that's who I align myself with. When I know, like, okay, bro, really on something. Brother really know that I'm a real person, and I'm just trying out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Man, Andy, that's how we supposed to do with our peoples, regardless
right.
who our people
right.
is. It was just like I was saying how with our podcast, it started off. You know, radio show. Then we moved up, we did the audio. Then Bizzle was like, yo, I got my man. He do film.
Mm.
Which they got a dope podcast too.
Bro, right here?
Slim.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Oh, you set this up, Slim?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
And boom, it just, everybody eating right now.
It's a team.
Great minds right. that come together.
Point guard. How many people you need? 5. Point guard. Shooting guard.
Hey, just
y'all got to get y'all a 5th.
We just pass the ball.
Yeah.
Nobody's selfish.
Yeah. You know somebody score. Somebody rebounding.
Somebody score. Somebody rebound. Somebody score again.
And it's good to come together instead of trying to do things by yourself. You know what I'm saying?
And Augusta good for that. Let's talk about that.
Listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother topic.
That's a whole nother topic.
Probably, yeah, too many people. Podcast.
Yeah. We going to go to that's a whole
day. Hold on. You said they good for that. What you mean?
What I mean is that.
Let's get in.
It's a popularity contest. It's unknown gatekeepers almost like on the low. Like on the low.
Gatekeepers and popular when there ain't nobody else out here side of Augusta know you like that.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's crazy.
What are you holding the key to? What
right, you right. You holding to? The key to you holding the key to things that we all need. You holding the key to things in the city. Like you some people are making the city smaller. Like this is what I looked up recently. I said to myself, I said, what's different between Memphis and Augusta?
We was just talking about
I said,
Augusta.
Hold up now, Memphis, 220,000 people. Augusta, 250,000. Who they got? Who they had? Dolph. Now you might not listen to them. I like their music Augusta, though. Right?
Wait, don't just start at Dolph. Go further back.
3-6,
yeah.
3-6 for sure.
Player Fly, all of that.
Player Fly. I interview Player Fly.
About okay. Augusta,
yeah.
Majority black.
It,
Majority Black.
Man, we are the
Majority Black. And we did that when we was doing the school. That's how we got the analytics.
Bruh. You know? Yep. Bruh, listen though, real quick. I'm gonna say a story. Like, let me tell you how serious this shit is though. Like, Augusta is literally like history as we walking. As we in these buildings, we standing on history. As we go to this river right out here, we standing on history. Yesterday, last week, I made a video about Hamburg, South Carolina. Basically, what Hamburg, South Carolina is right across the river right here. Y'all can go now. The River Watch, they got it blocked out. They say keep out. We walked through that shit. We went on the railroad. You know where the railroad at? Uh-huh. And the River Watch at? Uh-huh. Like down, like the river right wall. There. And that railroad where the train don't go there no more.
Where we was right there, yeah.
Right, yeah, a lot of videos and photo shoots are there. Right on the other side of that is Hamburg, South Carolina. At one point, it was this white man that got kicked out of Augusta.
You talking about with all the nice houses and stuff, right?
Well, before that. No, that too. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let me tell you how it go, though. You know what 13th Street Bridge. Uh-huh. Y'all been there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get to the end of it, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing there, right?
Right.
Go down that dirt road. Go down that dirt road right there. Go to, you look it up on your GPS. They'll take you to Hamburg, South Carolina. Let me tell you the story about it, though. Let me tell you the story. So Hamburg, South Carolina was originally, like in the 1800s, it was some white man that had it, and he was mad at Augusta. Augusta kicked him out or something, and he got mad about it.
I think I heard about that.
Yeah, he made his own, railroad, so they had to stop in Hamburg, which was right there. They couldn't get across the river. So he bumping.
Right.
He bumping. You know, and he like, ha, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I told y'all I was going to do it. So eventually he went bankrupt. They built the bridge. They built the railroad. Now it go across the water and it goes to Augusta. So now Augusta the trading spot. It was cotton. You know, we slaves
cotton,
was here.
The cotton, place right there.
Oh, we was the
right
leaders.
In the corner right
we was the there. Leaders right in cotton. Statesboro, Georgia, yeah. Augusta.
Right there, the cotton house right there.
Right. The slave auction board right down there. We did it.
Where we was going down? What's this right here? Where you going on Green Street, that bridge when you're getting ready to hit Green Street.
Fifth Street? No, hold on.
No,
where
what's
we
that
at?
Bridge?
Yeah, I'm
it's
bad
like going
too.
Up to Washington Road, that bridge.
Okay,
that
yeah.
Road. We was going over there. There's a little, like a lake or something. My grandmother, rest her soul, told me that she said we riding across now. We
just riding. Augusta Canal.
Yeah, the Augusta Canal. We was riding across, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she just said, yeah, they used to throw black people across there.
See?
That river.
Oh.
Babies.
Yeah. I said, looked at her. I said, you kidding? She said, yeah. That's why I'm fooling.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we in the heart of this. Like, Augusta goes all the way back to, like, the 1600s. Like, it was Indians here, you know, of course, first. And they even got that on the Riverwalk. If you walk down and you look those statues and things, just read about it. It'll tell you, like, who was here first and things like that, the Indians. But let me go back to Hamburg, though.
Yeah,
so, Hamburg, right across the street right here now. If y'all don't know where we at on this podcast, we're in the heart of it. I think we on the same road right now. But anyway, he was there first. He died and the city just went down like it was nothing there. The black people got freed from slavery 1865. They said, okay, boom, we need a spot. They went to Hamburg, which is right across the river, right here. Yeah. They went across the river, set up shop, set up a whole community, churches, political movement. They had a mayor. They had everything. A situation ended up happening where they were out there having a parade or like this. They had their own, they had their own soldiers. They had their own, we about to go to war. Like, we here. We all black soldiers for Hamburg. So they was there and somebody was trying to get across and it was some white guys and they wouldn't let them cross. It's like, bro, we having a parade. Y'all go around.
Yeah.
They like, no. And I guess it popped off. It got to arguing or whatever. You know, we was feeling ourselves. We free. This our city. What you talking about? Get out of here. Like, you can leave. You know, we ain't got to move for you. You know what I'm saying? They was feeling themselves. They had a political party. And they was worried about the political party because it made us have power to make changes in the government. So, basically, that popped it off. They came back. They told the mayor of the city, which was a black man, hey, they ain't let us through. What you going to do? do about it? He was like, well, we'll have a hearing about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll talk about it. So I guess they ain't like the results. Even the dude that was the general of the army, he didn't like the mayor. So he was just on some, you know how we always fall out of each other. I ain't got to listen to him anyway. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what he's saying. You go tell on it. Tell him. I'm not showing up. Right. Boom. Okay, so that happens. You know what I'm saying? He disrespecting the mayor. You know how I go. We really our own demise on that one now that I think about it. But they came back. They didn't do what the mayor said. The white folks came back. They went across the river. They brought hundreds of white people. You know what I'm saying? And they was out there chilling, you know, posted like, hey, we want the general out here. Da, 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 da. They went to it. They had a battle. They had a battle. The first person got killed was a white man. The white man got killed on the other side that popped it off. He has a statue in North Augusta. He has a statue. He the only one. Hamburg Massacre. He the only one because he got shot. He was white.
Right.
That popped it off. They was deep, though. You know, they were deep. We just starting out. Right. So they held us down. They had us down. Then we retreated. This six black like people
movie.
Down.
This sound like a movie. We need to make a movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Shout out to Jay.
And now they got $1 million homes on the land.
There you go. Another
and they kicked us out.
And they kicked us out.
Six people died after that. He got hit. They went crazy. You know how they go. They brought a cannon over the bridge. We was like, oh shit, they got a cannon? We can't compete with that.
Right.
We retreated, but they went around the whole Hamburg, South Carolina, rounding people up, and they took them where the river at, where that bridge at, and killed five or six people. Oh, but wow. Only one white man died from their side, and he got honored. But they kept that shit secret, and I exposed it, and I went over there, and I stood on there and said, keep out, and then the white man came and kicked me out to this day. He said, you know, it's not, he did it in a friendly way. He was like, it's not safe to be on this bridge, and da-da-da-da. And I was just sitting there thinking to myself, I was like, they're my people stuff. Like, y'all still got it, though.
You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. No. That's a history they don't even tell.
And
I've never heard of it.
You're right. I didn't either until I looked it up, and then I said, "What is that?" And then I went to it, and it was a black town. It functioned for like 10 years, something like that. So it was, you know, it's a lot of history. Crazy. MCG, right up the street, Medical College of Georgia. They found bodies underneath the Medical College of Georgia when it was renovated in the '90s. Come to find out, the dude was a grave digger. 100%.
He was a grave digger.
Yeah, Granison. Mm-hmm. Granison Harris, I believe his name is.
At that time, yeah.
She did? Mm-hmm. That's lovely. But he was a slave, but he was basically like a maintenance type person. And they had him, the doctors had him, the Medical College of Georgia, we on the road again. They had him go to the Cedar Grove Cemetery, which is the black cemetery, across from Delta Manor, where I'm growing, across from Delta Manor, Cedar Grove Cemetery. They digging bodies up, black bodies up, and bringing it to the hospital so they can do tests on it and different things to try to figure out the human body. So some of the medicines that's available now comes from that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And they did at Medical College of Virginia, too.
Wow. Wow.
So some of the medicines that they have today came from the studies of where they found the black bodies. And you said this specimen. Happened in the 90s?
Well, they found the bodies in the 90s, but this happened in the 1800s, you know, because we got the new Medical College of Georgia now. Right. So the building got shut down, but they renovated now because they do events there and stuff like that. So they renovated it. And when they was doing the renovation, they was like, dang, it's bodies down here. And they looked it up and they figured out what was happening. Go to Cedar Grove. You go to Cedar Grove right now. Cedar Grove Cemetery. They got a plaque out there and they say, only known but to God. These remains. Yep. You seen that?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So yep. If you, and then Cedar Grove, then right in front of Cedar Grove is.
They say the spirits be roaming around there.
Man, it's so, we it's live in.
Yeah, this is.
Man, it, we in the ghost story.
We. Yeah.
That's why I be so passionate about what I do, because I know we making history.
Yeah.
Like, I know we making history, because it's going to be somebody that's going to look at maybe this podcast and get this word.
Mm-hmm.
30 years from now.
Yep.
It ain't going nowhere. Living history. Like,
I'm telling you, you know, you don't have to be dead to be making history.
You don't. You might not get your notoriety then. It might come later. Just like him.
Yeah.
He was the man that went and got them bodies. And they would give him little privileges. Like, he wasn't no slate on. Like, he worked for MCG over time. Probably like how you said, you know. Well, that was later, though. But when during his time, he was supposed to be a slave, but they started giving him privileges because he would go there at night. Mm-hmm. And he became, like, more involved in what was going on.
Situation.
Yeah, but hard medicine, skin medicines, all of that. That comes from us. Those were black bodies.
That's a history book.
What was it, the movie with Oprah, with the Henrietta, her name?
Amanda. America Dixon.
You talking about the cancer?
The cancer.
Yeah, oh, I ain't seen that one.
The cure for cancer came from her cells, and see? It was like the legacy of Henry, it was Henrietta something, and basically, like, yes, like, the actually, it derived from her cells in her body. All people. You know,
I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna look that up. I love that kind of.
They had a thing on Facebook where they had a clip where these white men, they were sitting around the table, and they was just talking about how they could get, you know, the black woman.
Yeah. Was they proposing something to the black women that was at the table by their skin or the melanin? I seen that. We it's deeper for us. Like, we really actually, that's why I feel like the more history I learn, the more I learn about ourselves, I feel like a lot of the hatred comes from our DNA. Our genes. And it's all to deactivate it. All this program and all this bullshit we be doing, that's to cut it off.
That's right.
Cut it off.
Because once you activate it, you see how we act when we activate it.
Now imagine if we all did activate it to our DNA. We all connected. All the chakras connected. All the vertebrae. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
We connect that all the way up through to the surface, to our brains. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Imagine if we was to do that all in one sequence. They wouldn't be able to stop us, man.
We are powerful collectively.
But they keep, that's why they program us. And television and everything else, music and everything else.
Low vibration.
And bring up, there you go. Bring up vibration
exactly
low.
What it is.
And that's my, and now we bringing it back. That's my role to bust it out. Like, hey, this is programming. They doing this on purpose. Hey, they trying to get your mind first. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it started here. It started with me being in that classroom and they saying slavery, and I'm looking at slaves and thinking this is it. And then I say to myself, damn, my grandma and them was slaves.
Oh,
and I'm sitting there, everybody looking. When the class started talking about black history, everybody in there like, oh. Like, you know, I see them doing that reaction.
Right.
And then they all look back at me. And then I look at the book, and I see slave pictures with no shoes on, and I'm embarrassed because I'm with these white people in here. And I'm looking at the pages, and it's my people looking like me. With sad faces, no shoes on, children looking terrible, like going through it. And I'm like, okay, so y'all getting programmed to this too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's who you think I am.
That's exactly.
But that's why there's so many. And don't get me wrong, I don't think that it's nothing wrong with slave movies.
Yeah, they play it out.
Like, how many can you make? When
you
are we going
us
to make a royalty?
Never. Until we make it ourselves.
Right. I mean, what about a movie about our existence before
slavery?
That's
what I'm saying.
About us being kings and queens.
That's what I'm saying.
When we going to get that?
And then when we do get that, we just get the little, you know, that somebody might say something about Kimmin and does like, it's deeper than that though. Like, even during slavery, it's stories that, like, it's like I was thinking about it, it's like 1619, whatever it happened, 1600s or whatever. And then it just looked like they just stopped taking record of us. It was no record of, so what we did just got dumb all of a sudden. No, you stripped us of everything.
They took that away, man. You know that.
We was already, we the ones that came with the blueprint for what y'all about to do.
They took that away. But yo, man.
We going hard right now.
We going hard, man. We going to have to do part two of this.
Yeah, let me come on, man. Because I need to know how I got here.
This is part one.
We were supposed to talk about the book.
Part one.
Yeah, this is part one. Part two, we're going to get into the book, man.
I appreciate y'all.
We got to come up with part two. You got to bring the wife on with that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We going to do that whenever y'all ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, no doubt. We get you on ASAP.
Please go and support your book, your courses, everything. I feel like.
Tell them where they can find you at, homie.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You can find me on TikTok. That's my main thing that I'm kind of working with now.
Tiki-tok.
You know, I thought it was lame at first, but I'm like, wait a minute.
You get a little,
they playing
little,
fair. Yeah, they playing fair over there.
They playing real fair.
Yeah. You hit the right hashtags.
Yeah.
And the right timing.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all on there? Y'all on there? Okay. Yeah. They trying to ban. Yeah, they trying to ban it. I hope they don't.
They're already banned it in the government.
Damn, what's that? Damn, man.
TikTok, they banned it on all the devices.
I don't care if they do. I still come back strong, but I hope they don't.
Don't ban it.
Yeah, we need it, really.
Imagine we ain't had these social medias, man. I tell you, boy.
But they got it. They got it sold up right now. We're going to figure it out.
They got the AIs, too, so you know how that go. Hey, the AIs do everything.
Hey, I'm going to say this, though. I love it.
Okay.
I love the AI. Okay. I'm going to keep it real.
Okay. Because
I have learned
how to control them.
How to control it, how to use it.
How to control them.
And it's sick because it's like, that's how they treated us at one point. I told that to my old lady. I said, I'm going to make the AI do that. And I was like, think about it. We was humans getting told, no matter how you feel, get your ass up and go do that.
Make you do that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And now AI talking about AI, they want to be free.
Them damn AIs want to be free now, all right? You see what's happening.
That's all that happened to us. In humans, probably. Somebody probably over us. But let me stop. But you can find me. Let me finish that part.
I don't know where you at, man.
Look, I'm on that Bombay.
Hey. Shout out to Bombay, baby.
Bombay. Appreciate y'all.
Eliminate the choice is clear, baby.
The choice is clear.
TikTok, Prestige Speaks. Facebook, Ricky Prestige Leverett Jr. Instagram, Prestige Speaks. New website. Where the courses is going to be at is www.mind-alignment.com. All my books on Amazon, my latest children books on there, and I also have a children's book as well. Okay. Look me up on that, Ricky Prestige Leverett Jr.
Ricky Prestige that in we the got. Building on the boom bap word, hour, baby.
Yes.
We appreciate you coming through, man. Really
no doubt.
Good, man. Appreciate you giving the
good
knowledge.
Good deal, man.
Yes. Yeah, man.
Once again, give it up for Salah's birthday.
Happy birthday, Salah.
Another trip around this.
You here, man. Yes. A lot of people ain't.
Good.
A lot That's of people right. ain't.
Yeah, you're right about that one.
No.
But, you know, it is what it is. And with that being said, we up out of here, baby.
We up out of here.
Boom, bap, hour. Peace.